All right, Rabosai, good morning, a good night. Let's begin. Today's daf is Mem Zayin. First of all, just a thank you to all of the sponsorships over Yom Tiv, and today on Monday to Alan and Sue Meyerowitz for dedicating the shiur in commemoration of the yard site of families lost in the Holocaust. We hope they're in the merit of our time of Torah, the Neshamas have an Aliyah. On yesterday, which was Tuesday, Yesterday was Tuesday, Moshe and Javi Abramson for dedicating the daf in honor of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Yashar Koyach, thank you. And today to thank Tovia and the Ora Schlesinger for dedicating the sheer memory of Tovia's father, Mordechai Ben Arav Shmuel. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and the Shema as an Aliyah and the family in Nechama. And to also thank Bruce and Kathy Posner for dedicating the sheer honor of the yard site of Kathy's father, Michal Ben Meir. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and the Shema have an Aliyah and the family in Nechama. All right, to both say with that, let's begin. Today's daf is Mem Zayin. We are picking our punkt at the top of the daf, Tan Rabbanon. So a very beautiful Gemara ahead of us today. Tan Rabbanon, Kivsi Atzeres. So we'll say, I don't have a Sukkis tie-in, but there is at least a Regalim tie-in. That is talking about Shavuos. So okay, so Kivsi Atzeres. Kivsi Atzeres, remember, refer to the offerings, the animal offerings of Shavuos. So remember again, on Shavuos, as we've spoken about already, so you have two different parts of the carbon. You have the animal part of the carbon, plus you have the Shtei HaLechem, the special offering of the two loaves. We have already spoken about the interdependence of these two parts of the carbon. You cannot go ahead and partake of the Kvasim without the Lechem, and you cannot partake of the Lechem without the Kvasim. Ultimately, again, they are part and parcel of the same carbonic unit. So therefore, the Gemara says as follows: Tan Rabbanan, Kivsi Atzeres, in Mekachin es Halechem el Beshchita. Very interesting halacha. So when it comes to Kivsi Atzeres, the lechem itself, the bread of the Shtei Halechem, ultimately only becomes sanctified when the animal part of the sacrifice is Shechted. So at the Zman of the Shchita is when the loaves themselves become consecrated, Ketzad. So for example, the Gemara says, Ketzad, we understand this concept is straightforward. The Gemara is about the application of it. Ketzad, for example, Shechtan l'shman, v'zarktaman l'shman, kidei shalachem. So on a very simple level, if you Shechted the carbon l'shma, and you did the zrika l'shma, then the bread becomes sanctified. Shachtan shalo lishman, but if you went ahead and you shechted the karban shalo lishman, or vizarak daman shalo lishman, or you did zriga shalo lishman, so the Gemara says lo kidesh halechem. Well, I should say differently. Shachtan shalo lishman vizarak daman shalo lishman is one of this. Meaning, we shechted shalo lishman, did the zriga shalo lishman, then what's the halacha? Lo kidesh halechem. So we'll say. So the first two cases are the absolute cases. Case number one, shechita was done lishman. Zriko is done lishma, and therefore what? The lechem, the shtei lechem, the bread part, the loaf part of the sacrifice is consecrated. Absolute case number two, both shchita and zrika done shelo lishman. In that case, the lechem is not consecrated. Where does the interesting situation arise? So the Gemara says, shachtan lishman vizarak daman shelo lishman. We'll say, what about in the following case? Shchita was done lishma, but Zrika was not done lishma. So what's the halacha? Halechem kadosh ve'eino kadosh. So we'll say, here comes the variation case. Let's say Shechita was done lishma, but Zrika was not done lishma. Right? So again, what does that mean? Zrika was not done lishma kivsi atzeres, it was done lishem something else. So therefore we'll say, what's the status of the lechem? What's the status of the bread in this case? So the Gemara says, kadosh ve'eino kadosh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, it's sanctified, but it's not sanctified, which sounds like what? It's quasi-sanctified. Divrei Rebbe, Nabosei, Rashi already points out over here, Mefarish Lekaman. We're going to see later on what exactly this means. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Li'olam Eino Kadosh, Ad Sheyishchot Lishman, V'Yizrok Daman Lishman. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, nope, the halach is, Nabosei, that the bread, the lechem, does not become sanctified until both the shchita and the zrika is done lishman. And therefore, if either one of those two parts are done shalo lishman, then what's the halacha? The bread does not become sanctified. So we'll say now some fundamental machlokas in Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Shimon. So we'll say again, remember, in a very specific case, shchita was done lishma, zrika was done shalo lishma. What's this impact of the bread? What's the impact on the shteh alechem, on the loaf part of the offering? Rabbi says, kadosh ve'eno kadosh, which we don't even know what that means yet. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, it's not kadosh. The only time the bread becomes sanctified is when? Is ultimately, again, when shchita and zrika was done shal shabbos. So you understand by the nafkamina in this. Nafkamina is very significant. What's nafkamina? Can you go ahead and use those two loaves for something else? Right? So remember, according to Rabbi, well, let's go different. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the answer is yes. Because as long as both Shechita and Zrika were not done, the Shman, then what? Then Allah Chalamai said, the loaves are not consecrated. They're not consecrated. You use them for anything you want. According to Rabbi, we're not sure, because we don't know what the definition of Kadosh Ve'ino Kadosh is. So let's analyze this. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's logic? Why is it that Rebbe holds? See, Rebbe say, one thing is clear, which is Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh means what Rebbe say? That if you did Shechita Lishma and Zrika Shalo Lishma, it's somewhat effective for the Lechem. The Shaila is, so before we get to what level of effectiveness that is actually created, what does it mean? What's Rebbe's logic? My time with the Rebbe. Dichsev, here we go. The pasuk says, "Ve'es ha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim la'Hashem al sala matzos va'asa koines minchaso ve'es nisko." So the pasuk says, "Ve'es ha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim la'Hashem al sala matzos lememra the shchita mekadsha." So we'll say, Rebbe's logic ultimately is, "Ve'es ha'ayil ya'aseh zevach." What does it mean, ya'aseh zevach? I will say, what does zevach mean? Zevach means something that is slaughtered, something that is offered up. Therefore, what does Rabbi say? Once shechita was done, lishma, even if zrika was not, that has the ability ultimately to transform the carbon into a proper carbon, and therefore has the ability to convey some level of kedusha upon the bread. Again, we still don't know in Rebbe's model what kadosh ve'eno kadosh means. I don't understand what that concept means, but what I do understand is that shechita lishma is enough to somehow positively impact the bread. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon ya'aseh. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he focuses on the word ya'aseh. What does ya'aseh mean? Ad she ya'aseh kol asiyosa. This is really amazing. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, we'll say the pasuk says, ve'es ha'ayil ya'aseh. What does ya'aseh mean? Ya'aseh means the ayil only becomes fully impactful, or I should say, the ayil is only vested with its full measure of kedusha, and therefore, by extension, the shtei alechem only becomes kadosh when ya'aseh. What does ya'aseh mean? Ya'aseh refers to all parts of the karbanic process. What are all parts of the karbanic process? Shchita and zrika. So, we'll say, therefore, the fundamental machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon focuses on the word ya'aseh. Here, in a sense, asiyah refers to the totality of the karbanic process. The totality of the karbanic process encompasses both shchita and zrika. The lechem only becomes kadosh if both shchita and zrika are done lishma. Rebbe, on the other hand, holds. He focuses on ve'as ha'el ya'aseh zevach. As soon as the carbon becomes a zevach, then what? The carbon is effective, and by extension, the shtei halechem is vested with kedusha. At what point does the carbon become a zevach? At the time of shchita. At the time of shchita, that's the fundamental machlokas. It might be a gilgal. That fly. It could be that it's just here to learn daf mem zayin menachos. You know? I don't know. You have a different. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying it's the world likes coffee. Or it likes coffee. But okay, so the Gemara says as follows. So we'll say, so here we go. So the Gemara asks each the Rebbe Nami Haksiv Yaseh. So we'll say, what does Rebbe do with the Yaseh? Right? What does he do with that phrase? So we'll remember again, Rebbe is focusing on Zevach. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is focusing on Yaseh. Obviously, each of them have to darshan the other part of the pasuk. So, Rebbe nami haksiv yaseh. What does Rebbe do with the word yaseh? So, watch this. Ikasiv zevach yaseh kidkamrit. So, if it would have said zevach yaseh, then Rebbe says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, I would agree with you. Hashta dechsiv yaseh zevach. But now that the phrase reads, he shall make it a zevach, bameh ye'aseh, how is the carbon made, so to speak? In other words, what creates the effectiveness of the carbon? Bizvicha. So I'll say, so Rebbe's not discounting the yaseh. I agree with you. But Rebbe says you have to read it as a phrase. You don't, can't just read yaseh by itself. Right? It says yaseh zevach. What affects the asiya of the carbon? What affects, what concretizes the carbonic identity? It's what? Zevach. It's the shchita. Therefore, Rabbi said, because it's the shchita that concretizes the carbonic identity, it is the shchita that ultimately creates the chalos shen kedusha on the shtei halechem as well. For Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon haksiv zevach, I love Rabbi Shimon, it says zevach. What do you do with the phrase, with the word zevach? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon will use the word zevach to teach you the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Where is Rabbi Yochanan? Say, Rabbi Yochanan. Hakomodim shetzarech sheyehe lechem b'shas shchita. Everyone agrees about saying that the shtei halechem must be in existence and must be present at the time of the shchita. So I'll say, interestingly enough, see on the stands over here that Zevach ultimately teaches that in order for the shtei halechem to be vested with karbanik kedusha, they must be in existence at the time of the shechita. In other words, Rabbi say, you can't go ahead and what? You can't go ahead and make the shtei halechem after the carbon was shechted. But rather, again, they must be in existence at the time of the shechita itself. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, over here, akol modim, afilu l'Rabbi Eliezer, d'omar zrika ikar, modi d'zar shiyehe lechem b'shash shechita. So I'll say, even though Rabbi Shimon holds that Zrika is the Iker, he holds or he agrees that halacha l'maisa, the bread itself, must be in existence at the time of the Shechita. Okay, so I'll say, now we go back. So that's Machlokes, Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now also, let's take a step back. Remember again, so Rebbe held that if you have a situation where you did Shechita l'shma, Zrika shelo l'shma, so what's the impact on the lechem? Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? My kadosh ve'eno kadosh. What does that phrase mean, kadosh ve'eno kadosh? Abai amar, kadosh ve'eno gamar. So Abai says, Rabbi means that it's kadosh, but it's not complete. It's not complete. Rabbi says, so again, Rashi says, mafarish to come on. What does that mean? Shkayach. I understand that kadosh ve'eno kadosh means it's kadosh, but it's not completely kadosh. What's my problem? What's my problem? I don't know what that means. What does it mean that it's not completely kadosh? So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rava says what it means is as follows. Kadosh ve'eno niter. Rava says what it means is it's sanctified, but it is not permitted for Kohanic consumption. So kadosh ve'eno kadosh, Rava says, means it has sanctity, but it, bless you, but it cannot be eaten by to the Kohanim. Rashi says, ve'eno niter l'kohanim. So we'll say, now watch this. My benayu, so what's an afkamino? What's the nafkamina over here between Abaye and Rava? So, Bosa Ika Benayhu Lemitvas Pidyono. Bosa, this is actually very interesting. Do you have the ability to redeem this Shtei HaLechem onto money? So, Bosa, in other words, there are certain things where sanctity can be transferred onto money. Therefore, the money becomes sanctified. But ultimately, again, then the item becomes deconsecrated. So, the Shiloh over here is in this kind of situation. Can you deconsecrate the shtei halechem onto money? So watch this. La Abaye lo tafis pidyono. According to Abaye, ultimately, again, if you try to redeem these loaves by transferring their sanctity onto money, the transfer would not work. According to Rava, ultimately, you could have. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. La bay lo tafis pidyono b'kedusha shtei alechem ve'imratza mishana hamaos l'shar karbanos sibor. So, according to Abaye, so the transfer doesn't take. Therefore, if you could use those monies for anything you want, according to Rav, however, damar kadosh gomer tofis pidyono. So, we'll say, according to Abaye, who says that in this type of situation where the shechita was done l'shma, the Zrika was done Shelo Lishma. So Abayi says that what? So Rebbe says it's Kadosh Veino Kadosh. And Abayi says Kadosh Veino Kadosh means it's Kadosh Veino Nigmar. It's not fully vested with Kedusha. Because it's not fully vested with Kedusha, therefore what? You can't deconsecrate it onto funds. Therefore, if you did deconsecrate it onto funds, you could still use those funds for whatever you want because the deconsecration process did not work. According to Rava, who understands that Rebbe's Kadosh Veino Kadosh means what? It's fully Kadosh. Just what? It cannot be eaten by Kohanim, right? It's just not Nitr L'Achila. Therefore, if you deconsecrate it onto funds, the deconsecration ultimately would work, and therefore you cannot use those funds for something else. So the Gemara says, Bishlam of the Rava, Hainu Di'ika Bein Rabbi, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So it's according to Rabbi, I understand what the nafkamina ultimately is between Rabbi and Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Elal Abaye, Ma'ika, Bein Rebbe, the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe will say, according to Abaye's version, according to Abaye's understanding of Rebbe. So what is the machlokas between Rebbe, what is the machlokas between Rebbe and Elazar Rebbe Shimon? Ike Beinayu, Le'ef Sulei Biyotze. Rebbe will say, to which he will say the nafkamina would be, ultimately again, in this situation of Shtei HaLechem, which was consecrated by a carbon that was shechted l'shma, but the zrika was done shlo l'shma, does it become puzzle with yotze? In other words, if you take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, what's the impact on that? Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's almost right across in Rashi. Liv sule biyotze. Rashi says, the Rebbe da'amar kadosh k'tsas b'shchita. So it's according to Rebbe who says that when you do the shchita l'shma and the zrika shlo l'shma, the carbon is vested with some level of kedusha. Im yotze nifsal. If you take the loaves outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then what? It will be possible because of Yotze. Shafilu zarko sholvishmo nami asr b'achila. Ravazram shchita lo mekadsha, e nifsal b'yotze. Ravazram shimon who holds that ultimately shchita by itself is not enough, but you need a zrika l'shma as well. Then if you take any part of this carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it will not become possible by Yotze. Good. We'll say next topic. So now that we finish off with the fundamental machlokas, ultimately again, between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, so we transition now to the next topic. So So same situation still. The offerings of Shavuos, which were shechted shlishma, but the zrika was done shelo lishman. Osa halechem mahu ba'achila. I will say ultimately again that shtei halechem, are you permitted to consume it or not? So Ali B'deman, the Gemara asks, well, whose opinion are you asking in? E aliba der Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Say if you want to say it's Kotar Elazar Rebbe Shimon, ha amar zrika, he demekatsha. So Kotar Elazar Rebbe Shimon will say that's an easy one. Why? Because Elazar Rebbe Shimon is of the opinion that it is the zrika lishma that consecrates the loaves. Consequently, if the zrika was done shalal lishman, then what? Then the loaves are not consecrated. E aliba der Rebbe. And if you want to say the question is according to Rebbe, bein la abai bein la rava. Kadosh ve'ino niter. We'll say both according, remember, we had two interpretations of Rebbe. Abayi and Rav HaMachlok is what it means, Kadosh ve'ino kadosh. But according to both of those opinions, we'll say the halacha is, the loaves enjoy some level of sanctity, but one thing is clear, which is, it cannot be consumed by Kohanim. Ela aliba dahaitana. But rather, again, the question must be according to the following Tana. The Tani avua de Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. Because of us, we had the following situation. The father of Yirmiyahu Abba said as follows, Shtei halechem, sheyatzu bein shchit lezikah. So this is actually a really very interesting case. So you have the two loaves of Shavuos. And what happens? They was taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have the two loaves that were taken out between Shchita and Zrika. So he did the Shchita of the Kvasim, of the Kivsi Atzeres. The Zrika didn't yet take place. You take the Shtei HaLechem outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'zarak damon shel kvasim chutz lizmanon. They both say, there's a lot of stuff going on over here. So I shecht the karbanos, fine. After the Shechita, I went ahead and I took the Shtei HaLechem outside of the Beis HaMikdash. After that, I did zrika of the shnei kavasim, of the two offerings for Shavuos, but I had in mind to go ahead and consume the carbon or do something for the carbon chutz lizmanon, outside of the prescribed time, which is another way of saying that what? When I did the zrika, I had machsheves pigul. So a lot of stuff happening over here. The loaves are being taken out after the shechita, before the zrika. The zrika is being done with some type of invalidating machshava, i.e. machshavas pigel. So we'll say, so what's the shayla? So the shayla is ultimately, again, what's the status of the loaves? So watch this. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein balechem mishum pigel. Rabbi Elazar says, the bread, the loaves themselves, are not subject to pigel. They're not subject to pigel. Nebo saying, now, why are they not subject? Well, actually, we'll see. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh b'lechem mishum pigel. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, they are subject to pigel. Nebo saying, now, understand, what's novel about this case over here? What's novel about this case is the bread was already taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the shayla is, do we say that once the bread was nifsal biyotze, then what? Then what? Then essentially pigel has no longer any kind of impact on it, or do we say no? Even if it was nifsal biyotze, it could still become pigel, or do we say, there's a third possibility, which is what Rabbi say, it doesn't become nifsal biyotze before what? Before what? Before zrika. Because remember, Rabbi say, there's a lot of stuff happening over here. Because remember, the bread is being taken out before zrika. After shchita, before zrika. So the shayla now is, so I did the shchita of the kvasim, I took out the bread. I then had machshavas pigel by the zrika of the blood for the kifsi atzeres. So now the shayla is, what's the impact of the machshavas pigel of the zrika on the loaves, which were taken outside after the shchita, before the zrika? Okay? Like I said, a lot of stuff happening over here. So I say, so Rabbi Akiva says, the bread becomes pigel. Rabbi Eliezer O says, the bread does not become pigel. So I'll say, Sa'am Rav Sheshes, Hani Tanoi Kerebi Sviruluhu. These Tanoim hold like Rebbe, who says, Darminon Shechita Mekadsha. So we'll say, so they must hold like Rebbe, who holds that Shechita ultimately, again, is what consecrates the Kivsei Atzeres. And therefore, again, so the Gemara says, Mihu Rabbi Eliezer Letamei. So we'll say, so now watch this. If you hold like Rebbe, who holds that Shechita is what affects the Kiddusha of the Kivsei of the Shtei Alechem, not the Zrika, so then Rabbi said, then the Pashtos, it could very well be that what? That even though the loaves were taken outside, they may still become pigel. What's happening over here? So watch this. Miu Rabbi Eliezer letamei da'amar ein zrika mo'alas liyotze. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion of Osai that once the loaves are taken outside, that's it, they're nifsal biyotze, and therefore the zrika has absolutely no impact on them. In other words, even though the zrika had a machshavas pigel attached to it, it doesn't make any difference. Rabbi Akiva letamei da'amar zrika mo'alas liyotze. And also Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even if an item was nifsal biyotze, a machshavas pigel by the zrika can still go ahead and add on an additional dimension of disqualification. We'll say memzayin amud beis. This nan, because we learned emure kachin kalim shiyatz lefnei zrikas damim. If you have limbs of kachin kalim, right, that ultimately again were taken out before zrika. So we'll say shchita was done, and then what happens? The emurim, the limbs of the kachim kalim, were taken out, and it was taken out before zriga. So we'll say, so the shayla is now, what's the status? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein moalin bahen. So we'll say, Rabbi Eliezer says, they are no longer subject to mi'ilah. Furthermore, again, ve'ein chayavan alehen mishum pigel v'nosar v'tameh. And one will not be chayiv because of pigel, nosar, and tameh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, moalin bahen. They are in fact subject to mi'ilah. V'chayovin aleim mishum pigel v'nosar v'tamei. And ultimately, again, they will be subject to the prohibitions of pigel, nosar, and tamei. To which the Gemara says, my. So we'll say, so now what do we do with this? Rashi says, my kilomar libud Rabbi Akiva miboyle. So we'll say, what do I do with this previous discussion? Mi dizrikas pigel kava lelechem. Now watch this. Okay, so that's down. It's my. Mi dizrikas pigel. The fact that we'll say that if I do a zrika with the machshavas pigel, kava lelechem be pigel biyotze kibasar, apparently it has the ability to go ahead and convey a pigel status to bread, to the loaves, even though what? Even though what? Even though the loaves were already nifsal biyotze. So apparently what we're saying over here is as follows. Remember, what's our case? The case is I did the shechita on the shtehalach. I'm sorry. I did the shechita on the kivsiat seres. Okay, let's follow this. Crunch law is very important. I did the shechita on the kivsiat seres. What happened next? What happened next? Loaves are taken out. What happens next? Right? Zrika is done with what? Machshava? Machshava's pigel. So I will say, now the shayla is, what's the status of the loaves? Are the loaves usher because of pigel as well or not? So I will say, so the fundamental machlo, so now the Gemara seems to be saying, it seems to be that we're saying now that the loaves will be subject to pigel the same way the basar, the meat of the carbon, is subject to pigel. Let me read that again. So the Gemara says, midizrikas pigel, kava lelechem bepigel biyotze. The fact that a zrika of pigel, Abosai, goes ahead and takes the bread and makes it pigel, even though the bread was already possible because of yotze, the bread becomes like the basar. Just like the basar is now going to be asar because of machshavas pigel, so too the bread will also be endowed with an additional dimension of prohibition because of machshavas pigel. Shelo lishma nami sharia lelechem. Do we see Rabbo say that if the zrika was done shelo lishma, zrika shelo lishma, will that also permit the lechem? O dilma lechumra aminon lekula lo aminon. Or perhaps Rabbo say we only say this comparison when it yields ultimately a chumra, but not when it yields a kula. Look at Rashi just a moment. O dilma lechumra aminon lekula lios lechem necha lo aminon. We'll say perhaps we only make the comparison to prohibit something, but will not make the comparison ultimately again to permit lechem. So I'll compare lechem to basar when that yields an additional level of prohibition, as it does in this case. But if the comparison would ultimately permit the lechem, then I'm not going to do. Maskif l'rapapa, Rapapa says, umi mai dechi isninu avrei pligi. How do you know that we're talking about it? How do you know that the machlokis is only in a case where the bread is outside? Dilma b'diasinu avroi d'chuli amalo pligi de'ein zrika mo'elas liotze. Habosai, listen to this. Maybe everyone agrees that if the lechem is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if the lechem was... So again, shechita was done l'shma. Ultimately, again, loaves are taken outside. Zrika is done with the machshavas pigel. Maybe in that case, what? Everyone will agree that halacha lemaisa, the loaves do not become pigel. Why? Because already nifsal biyotze. So the Gemara says, maybe the chuli amalo pligi de zvika malas liyotze. Ubahadar ailinhu pligi, or we'll say, watch this. Maybe the machlokes is even in a more riveting case, where what? The loaves are brought back inside. See, we'll say, maybe we could say that if the loaves are taken out and they're left out, then what? Then what? Are the loaves puzzle? Yes. But why? Why? Because of yotze. But do they become pigul? Maybe not. Maybe not. So I was about to say, once you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're out. In other words, you're out. You're going to go ahead and be puzzle. But lamaisa, again, your psul will be limited to the psul of yotze, and you can't become puzzle als pigul. In other words, I was about to say, once you're out, you're out. But maybe watch this. Maybe the machlokis is in the case of Bahadra Ailinhu. We'll say maybe the machlokis case is as follows, and this is where it gets more even. You thought it couldn't get more interesting. Yes, it can. Because watch this. Maybe the case is like this, where it was shechted lishma, follow the sequential order. It was shechted lishma, then what? Loaves were taken out. Then zrika was done, shalol lishman, loaves are brought back in. We'll say, ultimately, again, what's the status of the loaves once they're brought back in? Rabbi Eliezer, Savarle, Karebi, Dharma, Shechita, Mekatsha, Vivsul, Biotse. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Rabosai, and Rabbi is of the opinion that what? The status of the carbon is solidified at the Zman of Shechita. Remember again, what's Rabbi's Drasha? What's Rabbi's Drasha from Amud Aleph? Yasa Zevach. Everything is about the Zvicha. Therefore, Vivsul, Biotse. And therefore, once the loaves are taken out, Rabbi say when? Why, by the way, oh, I messed up the sequential order. What, once the loaves are taken out after Shechita, then what, Rabbi say? Then what? Then what? We're done. The loaves are apostle al tziosi, nothing else to talk about. Rabbi Akiva, kirabos Rabbi Shimon, damer shchita lo mekadsha. Watch this. We'll say maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi holds that no. We'll say what solidifies the carbonic identity of any particular carbon, zrika, and therefore watch this. So we'll say therefore watch this. Shchita damer shchita lo mekadsha, below mifsele biyotse. Oh, Rabbi say this is so exciting. So we'll say according to Rabbi Lazar, this is going to be Akiva. You can hold like this. Watch this. See, Rabbi say if you hold that it's not zrik, it's not shchita that solidifies the carbonic identity, but rather it's what? It's zrika. Then watch this case. I shechted the carbon. This kifsat zaras. I shechted the carbon l'shma. What's next? What did I do next? I took the loaves outside. Now watch what happens. I bring the loaves back in. Now I do zrika. But again, I mess up the zrika because what do I have in mind when I do the zrika? Makshavas pigel. Oh, I will say. So ultimately, again, says Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it is what? That it is the zrika that solidifies carbonic identity. What's the status now, ultimately, of the loaves? They could become pigel. Why could they become pigel, Rabbi Osai? Because we don't really care that they were taken out after shchita. Because what solidifies, what concretizes carbonic identity? Zrika. So both say, so this is actually quite exciting. So it could be the Gemara says that the real test case over here is when loaves were taken out after Shechita, but what? Brought back in before Zrika. So both say, so again, I just want to point out, we're making things complicated, but in fact, the Machlokis is quite a simple one. What's the fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Osai? It's the machlokas we had in Amud Aleph, which is what? What solidifies or what concretizes carbonic identity? Is it shchita or is it zrika? This is just another variation of that machlokas. So Rabbi Osai, in this case, it's just more interesting because here, the shchita was kasher, the zrika was pasul, the zrika was pasul alts pigel. The shaila is now, does the pigel identity devolve upon the loaves? But the loaves were already taken back out and they were brought back in. Are the loaves pasul with yotze? If they're pasul with yotze, can they become pasul with pigel? And the answer, of course, is it depends, right? It depends. And what does it depend on, Abosai? It depends what you hold solidifies or concretizes carbonic identity. If you hold that shchita solidifies and concretizes carbonic identity, then once you took those loaves out after shchita, even though you brought them back in before zrika, the loaves cannot become pigel. Why can't the loaves become pigel, Abosai? Because they're already nifsal biyotze. They're done. They're out. If, however, you hold that it's zrika that solidifies and concretizes carbonic identity. So then what, Rabbi Osai? The fact that they're brought out after shchita, as long as they're brought back in before zrika, we don't even view them as if they were ever taken out. And therefore, subsequently, when you do zrika with the machshavas pigel, guess what? What's the status of the loaves? Pigel. Beautiful. I mean, not beautiful. Pigel's bad, but you understand what I mean. Of course, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, hi, mice. Okay, so now what do we do with this? See, if you hold that, what? Mamish is like possessed. Right? So if you hold, right? So I'll say, if you hold that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi, Damar Shchita Mekatsha, who holds it ultimately, what? Shchita goes ahead and solidifies and concretizes carbonic identity. That's what Rabbi Akiva would hold, that the carbon becomes kadosh. Ultimately, again, with shchita, kachle b'shchita, v'asya zrika kave la b'pigel. And I will say, what happens? So, therefore, if you hold, if Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi, who holds that shchita solidifies carbonic identity, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds, that the carbon becomes kadosh shchita. And therefore, the zrika has the ability, ultimately, to make it pigel. Ella I amrit. Because again, remember, the bread was already solid, or the bread was already kadosh after the shchita. Ella I amrit kabelazer Reb Shimon svirale. But if you hold that he holds like Reb Shlomo Reb Shimon, the amr zvicha lo mekatsha, who holds that ultimately what zvicha is not mekadesh the carbon, meaning it's not just the shchita, but rather it's the zvicha. Then zrika is pigel mi mekatsha. Then ultimately, again, does a zrika that is pigel also have the ability to be mekadesh the loaves. V'amrav gidol amrav zrigas pigol einam avia lidei meila. So ultimately, again, Rav Gil is the name of Rambam saying that a zrika of pigol, which means a zrika done with a machshavas pigol, eina mevia lidei meila, does not have the ability ultimately again to bring a carbon to the point where it be subject to the laws of meila, ve'eina motzia midei meila, and furthermore again it will not exempt it or it cannot take it out of the parasha of meila, eina mevia lidei meila be'emurei kach. So also, what does it mean when you say that it cannot bring it to Mi'ila liability? That's talking about the limbs of the carbon, or Rebbe Murekachim Kalim. And both say, I can't go ahead and remove it from the parsha of Mi'ila. What is that talking about? Bebasar Kadshe Kadoshim. Ultimately, again, with that's talking about the meat of the Kadshe Kadoshim, which the Gemara says, 1 second, Lav, Isosil Rav Gidol. Did we not already answer this and refute this beforehand with the answer of Rav Gidol? Fine, so both say, so therefore the Gemara ends off not really resolving this particular question, but understand that the machlokes itself, it's still a very real one, which is, at what point in time do we say carbonic identity is solidified? Do we say that it's at the time of Shechita? Do we say that it's the time of Zrika? A very simple machlokes, that's based on what I will say, that's based on the drasha of the pasuk. Do we darshan the word Ye'aseh, or do we darshan the word Zevach? But what we begin to see is what? Is that halacha lemaisa, I think you're just making it angrier. I think it's mamish. It seems to be right. So ultimately, again, so we see over here that the fundamental machlokes, is at what point in time karbonic identity is solidified, and we begin to see the further nafkaminas within those particular respective shitos. Good, weiter says the Gemara. Bar minei Rabbi Yirmiyah merab Zera. Kivsi Atzeres. We'll say so. Let's do it. Kivsi Atzeres. Kivsi Atzeres. Sheshacht on Lishman. We'll say, watch this case. Let's say Kivsi Atzeres that were shechted Lishman. They were shechted Lishman. Va'avad halechem, and the loaves get lost. Meaning you lose the loaves. Mau sheyizrok damon shelo Lishman. Lahatir basra ba'achilas. So we'll say now. Watch this. Here now you have an incredibly. It's fine. You have, let's say, this is a fascinating shayla. So listen to this case. Kivsi atzeres, and I lose the loaves. So the shechita was fine, but the shlishman, the loaves go. So let's say, remember again, what did we already learn? If there's one thing you know about kivsi atzeres, about the shua suffering, let's say, what is it? That there's a fundamental interdependence between the loaves and the animal offering. The animal offerings are invalid without the loaves. The loaves are invalid without the animal offerings. So we'll say now, in this case, what's ended up happening over here is as follows. At the time of the Shechita, everything was fine. At the time of the Shechita, the loaves were there, the animals were there, Shalom Yisrael, everything was perfect. After Shechita, the loaves are lost. So we'll say, so is it valid as a Shavuos offering? Is it valid as a Shavuos offering? No, it's not valid as a Shavuos offering, because we'll say, remember again, you need both. Everyone agrees that you need both parts through the entire carbonic process. Here, my loaves are lost. But watch this chap the Gemara has. I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Ma'u she'izrok daman shalo lishman lahat yabasa b'achila. I have a great chap. What's the chap? I'll do the zrika shalo lishman. I'll do the zrika shalo lishman. In this case means, I'm not going to do the zrika l'shem kivse atzeres. So what am I going to do the zrika l'shem what? Look at Rashi. I will say it's Rashi. Three lines up from before the lines get wide, the widest ones. Ma'u she'izrok daman shalo lishma ela l'shem shlamim lahatir basar ba'achila. We'll say, I'll do the zrika. This is very exciting. I'll do the zrika not l'shem kivse atzeres. Instead, I'll do it l'shem what? L'shem shlamim. Now, both say, now, what does that do? What does that do if I do it l'shem shlamim? It could potentially permit the meat for consumption. So, both say, see what's happening over here? Both say, so this is amazing. So, now, follow the case. It's Shavuos. I'm doing the offering. The offering has two parts. Kivsi atzeres and shtei halechem. Well, at the time of the shechita, everything was there. And all was fine. I lose the loaves. Now what happens, Rabosai? So what do I want to do? I want to go ahead and now do the zrika shalolishman, Shalom Lishman, and Lishem Shlamim, in order that, the basar, the meat itself, becomes permitted for consumption. So does that work or not? Shabbos says, this is going to be a case of what? This is going to be a case of intentional shchita lishman and zrika shalo lishman. Because that's my only recourse. I can't do zrika lishman. Why? Why? The loaves are missing. And therefore, again, there's no such thing as zrika lishman. That's done. Can I do a zrika shalo lishman and ultimately permit the meat bitoras shlamim? So says the Gemara. So Bamine Rabbi Yamir Zira Kivsiatashakunishman Va Avad Haleche Maushizrak Damashalushman. So again the Shkita was on the Shem Kivsiatares, the loaves were lost, so now my only eitza is I'm gonna do a Zrika Shalomishman and permit the meat Lashem Shlamim. So the Gemara says, does that work? Maushizrak Shalomishman, Lahatir Basar Bachila. Amrale said to him, that doesn't make any sense. Yeshlach Abdavar Shinokasha Lishmo. The kasher shalom lishmo. So what essentially what you're telling me is as follows. If you go ahead and you do the zrika for this carbon lishmo, then what's Rabbi say? The carbon will be invalid. Is there such a thing as a carbon that if you shecht it lishmo, it'll be invalid, but if you shecht it shalom lishmo, it'll be valid? Rabbi say, it's counterintuitive. So the Gemara essentially seems to be saying over here, once a carbon can't be shechted lishma, then what? By definition, it can't be shechted shalom lishma. Is it possible to say that shalom lishma will permit the karban? To which the Gemara says, actually, I'll show you a case. So the Gemara says below, v'hari pesach kodim chatzos. We'll say, what about a karban pesach before chatzos? Before chatzos on erev pesach. Remember again, the karban pesach can only be shechted after chatzos. So what about a karban pesach before chatzos? We'll say, what's that? Karban Pesach before Chatzos. De'eino kasher lishmo. The kasher shalom lishmo. We'll say, if you shechted Karban Pesach before Chatzos, and you shechted l'shem Karban Pesach, then what? What's the status? It's possible. But if you shechted shalom lishmo before Chatzos, it's kasher. Because we'll say, a Pesach shalom lishmo before Chatzos is what? A shlamin. So we'll say, so you do see that there's a case of a Karban, that if shechted lishmo will be puzzle, shalom lishmo will be kosher. So that should work over here in the case of the kivsiat zeres, to which the Gemara says, no. Hachi kamina lecha, this is what I mean. Davar, hachi kamina, yesh lecha davar shenira lishmo, v'nitche mi lishmo, v'eino kosher lishmo, v'kosher shalom lishmo, what the Gemara says, what I mean to say is as follows. Do you ever have a carbon of osai that at some point in time was fit lishmo, then becomes unfit lishmo, and therefore again, if offered up lishmo, will be aser. But if what? Now you could offer it up shalom lishmo. Or as the both saying, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the case that we're bringing down is not comparable to the case of Karban Pesach. Because it will say, what happened over here by the Kivsiat Teres? What happened over here? What happened here? You shechted it lishmo. And at the time of the Shechita, Rabbi said, what was the status of the carbon? At the time of the Shechita, it was kosher. It was totally good. So therefore, Rabbi said, the Shechita was totally fine. So therefore, Rabbi said, the case of the Pesach is not comparable. Because the case of the Pesach, although you designated it as a Pesach, there was no Shechita l'shem Pesach, Rabbi said. Nope, the Pesach process did not begin to unfold. So okay, I understand. You had an animal designated as a Pesach. But I will say, in this case over here, you shechted it l'shem kivsiat zeres. And at the time of the shechita, I will say, what was the status of the carbon? At the time of the shechita, it was good. So now I will say, you lose the loaves. So now, again, you can't shecht it l'shma. So is there such a thing as a carbon that was shechted l'shma, that was fit l'shma, and now you can't do this zrika l'shma, but you could do this because shalosh on the carbon would be kosher? To which the Gemara says, v'lo, is there not a case? I'll show you another example. Vare Pesach. By Pesach Acher Zmano B'Shai Mos Hashana. But say, listen to this. What about a Karban Pesach after Pesach? After Pesach Acher Zmano, to which the Gemara says, which Rabbi say the halacha is, it was Niter for Pesach, meaning on Erev Pesach you could have used it as a Pesach. Now that window closed. If you shecht it Lishmo, then what? It'll be possible. But if you do it shelo lishmo, ultimately again, it will be permitted. So, in other words, the Gemara is saying that's a case where the animal was permitted ultimately again in a certain way. Now that window closed, you can't shecht it for the intended purpose, but you can shecht it for shelo lishmo and it's kosher. To which the Gemara says, this is what I mean to say. Yesh lecha davar shenira lishmo v'nishchat lishmo v'nitche mi lishmo v'eino kasha lishmo v'kasha shelo lishmo. To which the Gemara says, it's still not a good comparison. What Rabbi was saying, because remember, in this case of kivsi atzeres, remember again, Rabbi was saying, it's not just the pshat that the karbonos were fit for yom tov offering. Rabbi was saying, but what actually happened? What happened? They were slaughtered. They were shechted. So do you ever have a case of a carbon that was shechted for its intended purpose? And at the time of the shechita, it was what? It was what? It was kosher. And now you're going to tell me that what? I can no longer do the zvika lishmo. But if you do the zvika shalo lishmo, it will be permitted. It's totally counterintuitive. To which the Gemara says below, I'll give you an example. Vahari toda. They both say, what about the carbon toda? What about the carbon toda? Where both say, you can't do it like this. Which the Gemara says, shiny toda, tirachmana kari shlomim. Ultimately, again, the carbon toda is different. Rabbi say, why? Because the Torah calls the carbon toda ultimately a shlamim. And because the Torah calls the shlamim, look at Rashi this moment. Toda rachmona kari shlamim, second class line in Rashi. Todas shlamav kidamin aleil, mashlamim karve below lechem, af toda karva below lechem. Even though a carbon toda ultimately comes with accompanying loaves, because the toda is called a shlamim, therefore even if the loaves are lost, it has the ability to be offered up. So we'll say, the Gemara will stop over here for today, but the Gemara does not resolve the question. The question itself, so again, I'm leaving a little bit of a cliffhanger, which the Gemara will try to resolve tomorrow, which is, about said, this very specific case of where what? I shechted the kiftzi atzeres lishmo. Everything is going great. A technical issue came up, which is what? After Shechita, the lechem is lost. Now I have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Do the Zrika Shalo Lishma. If you do the Zrika Shalo Lishma, we'll say Shalo Lishma means what? Do it L'Shem what? L'Shem Shlamim. Don't do it L'Shem Kivtzi Atzeres. Do it L'Shem Shlamim. And therefore at least permit the meat for consumption. To which Rabbi said, the Gemara is left with like a mind-blowing quandary. So what you're telling me is, I have a situation of a karban, where if I do the zrika lishmo, or lishma, ultimately again, the karban will be pasul. Because if I do the zrika lishem kivsi atzeres, the karban is pasul. Why? 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 Because the loaves are missing. But yet if I do it shalo lishma, ultimately, again, it will be kosher. So we'll say the Gemara has difficulty wrapping its head around that, tries to bring other examples, but effectively shows that the other examples are not really comparable to the case of Kiftzi Atzeres. And may Hashem to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach. Someone on the roof.